Yeah, yeah, check 1-2, check 1-2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Your Wish is My Command. The ingredients you need are Prosecco, lemonade, some Casamigos, and a chilled wine flute, champagne flute, my bad. So you're gonna take that chilled flute, put a shot of Casamigos, a splash of lemonade, and then fill the rest up with Prosecco. And that is a Your Wish is My Command, baby. What you want me to do?
You be saying that to your man.
I'd be saying that for real. I'd be like, what you want? Now, I'd be laying in the bed with a sexy voice. I don't get ratchet with it. I'd just be like, what you want me to do, baby? Mm.
Okay.
I've been getting more bold with the booty holes lately, Kiki.
What you been doing with the booty holes?
I get that. Well, that is your fault,
my
bro.
My fault? Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Fault. What are you doing before you blame me? Ooh, I spit. I'm hungry.
I just remember when there was a time when I was so against it.
Yeah, you were.
I was so against it. Like, you're playing it, man. What? Mm-hmm.
Time changed. I mean, that's how I used to feel about guacamole, but I know that it's delicious. And here we are, changed women.
You used to feel about
like, ew,
guacamole?
Why would anybody eat guacamole? I was ignorant, young and dumb, but wow. I grew up. So, you know, I'm about, how old am I? Like 13 years in the game now with guacamole. I think it's delicious. And I love to make it too.
I love guacamole, red onion, little lime juice. I even like to put a little splash of corn in my guacamole.
I don't ever do that. I've had it that way. I like to put a dash of Tabasco in there.
Oh, I've never done that.
A little kick.
We're hungry.
I'm so hungry, y'all. So
I'm so fucking.
So anyway, hungry. Welcome back to Cocktails or Discussions. We were gonna have a guest, so we were all dressed up. We recorded a little behind the scenes video and did all this fun stuff. But she had some technical difficulties, so it's just us. So we're gonna catch up with you guys today. That is why Medina has on lingerie
Kiki today,
and I have handcuffs on my wrist.
It was going with our topic.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's how life goes. So, let's see. You want to play a game first? This game? Yeah.
To?
Let's go ahead and play it.
Okay.
All right. So, today.
Do we want to? Are we doing this or that?
Because you already got about 50 things on here. I can read right from my paper.
I like options.
Yeah, that's perfect. I like them, too. I like that you wrote them, so I don't have to. All right. This or that. Shower sex or bed sex?
Definitely bed sex.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I like a little shower
definitely
head.
Bed sex.
But for the sex.
You like to receive shower head or give?
Either one.
Do you lay on the bathroom, on the shower floor?
Lay on him. I don't lay. Oh, no. He can kneel or I can kneel. Throw that leg up over that shoulder. I can get on my knees.
See, I'd be just worried about slipping and busting my head or my lip in the, when
from
I'm in the
your
shower.
Knee? Is being on your knees?
Well, just
like if you were standing.
No, I thought you meant putting your leg up on
him. Oh, yeah, but he will be kneeling. So he's low.
Right. I would think I'm a slip.
Oh, he better be holding on. Did you let me fall? Okay. Oh, it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. Drunk or sober sex?
I like them both. I'm going to go with sober because I haven't had drunk sex in a long time. Mm-hmm.
I had drunk sex this past weekend and
fun?
I woke up and there was throw up in my braids. I'm never doing it again. I'm still embarrassed. You know when you have a drunk night and you're still embarrassed and no one, like, y'all don't even know what the fuck happened. But I know and I feel like y'all know. And there was throw up and it was chunky.
Y'all, was it a threesome?
No, I tried to have a threesome, but I was too drunk,
damn.
So the girl left.
Damn, that sucks. Okay. A threesome with someone you know
or
a stranger.
I just swallowed. I just swallowed. I don't want nobody, and I'm far from the mic. I don't know. Because I feel
you're
like
still
when
out.
Complaining about the swallow, it's me.
Oh.
It's me, yeah. It's my swallow. People complain about it on the phone. Okay, you said What was yours?
A threesome with someone you know or a stranger?
Ooh, a stranger. Mm. You like I gotta do this threesome with a stranger. I feel like I can.
Like the girl is a stranger or the guy?
The girl is the stranger. Mm. The person coming in to with me and my sexual partner is the stranger.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I'm not opposed to it. It just makes me nervous.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay. A dinner date or an activity?
I need to be fed on any date. I'm going to go with dinner date. I like activities, though. I really do. But I don't really go on a lot of activity dates. And then I'm like, well, maybe I should stop talking about food so much because these niggas think that all I want to do is eat. I still like to do
stuff. That's really all I be doing.
I want to do stuff. I also think a lot of guys are not very creative. Mm.
At all.
Yeah. It's like.
And I like old niggas. So they really just be like, dinner? And I'm off.
Okay.
Okay.
Watch or be watched?
Watch.
I would pick be watched.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I have a funny story. I'll tell you in a minute about being watched. What happened one day? Let me write it down so I don't forget it. Huh? No, I didn't. I have been very gassy lately, but that's a whole nother story. Did I ask you that? Yeah, I did ask you that.
You did. Let me ask one. Okay. French kiss or peck?
French kiss.
Mm-hmm. French kiss. And I like it super Frenchy.
I'll never forget. There was this man. He had a big head and a big ass mouth. And I felt like every time he kissed me, it was like he was trying to go in to swallow my head like a barracuda. And I hated kissing him. And I would just be like, I used to try to like
feel like that about me.
I used to try and like back up. It's like I could see him coming like Daddy Shark, just coming with his big ass mouth. And it's like, back
Daddy
up.
Shark, doo, 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 doo. Mommy Shark, doo, doo, doo,
yeah.
Doo, doo,
doo. I just wanted to be a fucking, I don't know, a shark fisherman and get that bitch up out of there. I should have even been fucking him. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. And that's not a story for later. Okay.
Oh, that's a whole episode. Who I shouldn't have been
that
fucking.
Let's write that down and we can run down that. Who I shouldn't have been fucking. Fuck who I've been fucking.
Shouldn't have been.
Because the list goes on and on and on. Okay. If you listen to the Patreon episode this week, you already know what's been going on. I suggest y'all sign up because I was on there telling my business. I wasn't even drunk. So I think I can recall the facts correctly. I got a new lease on life because I ain't been drunk a lot. I think I've gotten control.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is. I would say my skin is doing better, but this shit has been acting up and it's dry and flaking. But anyway, y'all don't care about that right now.
But I wonder if it's one of those things where like it has to get worse to get better since you have, you know, when your body's like detoxing.
I've been detoxing for a couple months at this point, 2 months. Now hold on. How long is this going to take? Because I'm about to go back.
Well, when you look at how long we've been drinking.
Yeah, you're right about that. Good point. Okay. Okay. I want to know what this means. Thumb in the butt or just spread my cheeks? Spread my cheeks for what?
I'm going to put my thumb in a butt. Okay, so he's fucking you from the back or from missionary or any type of way. And let's say the back, he puts his thumb in your butt. Mm-hmm. And just thumb is in your butthole and he resting his fingers on your booty cheek. Or no thumb in the butt, and he just takes a like grips your ass on both the cheeks and spreads it open, and like
and
it's almost
what?
Like I can do it with my cheeks, with these cheeks. Like look at this, this is my booty, and he like spreads it toward this little air, and it's like.
But is he licking my
he's
booty?
He's doing with your ass and just no, he's fucking
in
he
my
just
ass.
Grabs your ass and he's just.
Or he just want to see
no,
my booty
in
hole.
Your pussy. Yeah,
put
it's
the
just
thumb
like
in
it
there.
Just feels good though.
Oh. Put the thumb in there and go slow.
Thumb in the butt.
Yeah, the thumb in the butt. I don't mind a little thumb in the butt. No fingernails, please.
I don't know why. I don't like thumbs.
You don't
in my
like
butt.
Thumbs in your butt, but you be taking them big old horse dicks in your butt.
Exactly, because
it's too small.
Like, it's almost like getting fingered, like when you've already been
I like
having
getting fingered.
Amazing sexual experience. You like
I'm in the
it,
minority.
Still are ripe.
when somebody is like licking my clit, I like for them to stick some fingers in there. Those fingers are a lot more flexible than a hard ass dick. That hard dick can't hit the shortstop and curve up and get up in there. Those fingers can, if you know what to do them. I like them. I love them. I want some more
really?
Of them.
I'm really shocked. Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm childish. I don't know. But I like it. I don't mind. Because sometimes when they be trying to get in them different angles to move their dicks different places, I'm going to have a sciatica flare up, and I'm not trying to go through that. That is painful. I've met so many listeners who have that, and they be writing me like, I feel you, sis, because, and they even send me remedies and stuff. I'm really appreciative of the community.
Does it hurt?
It is so painful. It's like a sharp shooting pain from your lower back. Mine is my lower back down my right leg all the way to my ankle. So it's like if I drop something, I have to pick it up. It's just like you'll stop. And it's like you don't even want to bend down and get it. I got a little grabber up under here.
A little grabber?
Yes, because when it flares up, I'm not bending over to pick up stuff. I need to use this so I can pick up things. I done yanked my damn computer.
Oh, my God.
I'm an old lady. I told you I was 62. What? I could get my setting spray.
Kiki got a grabber. I cannot.
From over here, I could get myself a touch up so you hoes could stop talking. What kind of grabber did you think I meant?
I thought that you were talking about something that, like a sex toy.
No, like a senior citizen grabber for when you lose some mobility. The fuck? Let me put that back.
I
have
breathe.
So
that
many gadgets.
Crazy.
Everything's not for sex in the kitchen. Some things I need are practical. I've got lots of stuff.
Wow. That is,
but that's how painful that shit is. Amazing. That's the point. And in certain positions, I know that, like, it seems like men really like to be in a position when they're on top of you, they want to have both of your legs up, like, on their chest straight, and then they're leaning closer to you and closer to you, so you're getting folded up like a damn panini press, and
the amount
that
of
hurts.
Pain when niggas just want to flip you and roll your the putting your legs on their shoulder and then coming deeper into your body, I'd be like, wow.
I'd be like, bro, you need to get a bitch in college. I'm old. My body don't flip up like
that.
And
especially if it's a big nigga, you'd be like, yo, big ass.
Are you trying to kill me?
I'm gonna die.
What are you gonna say to me now that I'm gone? Like, what the fuck?
What are you gonna? You know how I'm always saying I'm not your strong black woman. I'm definitely not. But in that position, in positions of sex, I become the strong black woman. I'm like, I can take it, baby. Give me all of the whippings.
Fuck that. I'm not. Listen. This is what it is, and this is what it's not. So you can either abide by my rules, or you can get on, and that's just how that goes. Okay. Anyway, all right. So I've had enough of that. Let me tell y'all about weird sex this week.
You said a man is not a necessity. A man is a luxury,
like dessert.
Yeah.
A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
All right. So weird sex this week. Okay. This man, I swear I was having this conversation with some friends last night. I don't know what it is, but when men and women snap, it usually seems like it's the same for men and then it's the same for women. For women,
when they snap.
Yeah, like when they snap on their partner. For women, it's like you have been betrayed. You have been cheated on. Somebody has done, your partner, not just somebody, your partner has done something to you. You found out that you thought you were about to have a life with this man and he's really already married. So now you snap and you kill his ass because that's who you wanted to be with and they have fucked it up. When the men snap, they could have literally just broken up, but instead they trying to go be with their mistress, and instead of just moving on to be with the mistress, they want to kill your ass. They want to kill you. They want to kill the kids. They want to kill your cat and bury you in oil tanks and shit. And be crying on the TV, like on the Netflix thing. So anyway,
and be with the police looking for
you. Okay, looking for you. Knowing you know where I'm at. Anyway, this police officer, never mind. I read that wrong. But But anyway,
you look so defeated. You're like, sorry.
Okay, well, still, it's still along those lines. He was still killing people instead of just breaking up. And he should have done right by his wife is what he should have done. So he got mad at his mistress because she told. And that's another thing. For all you men out here who are listening, y'all keep thinking that these women are always going to keep your secrets. And sometimes you lie to them too much. Stop leading people on. If you're going to have a mistress and let her know you're not leaving. Because you're probably not leaving.
You need to understand, if you make a bitch mad enough, no matter how much she fucks with you, she's telling.
Okay, that's the risk that you are willing to take.
You said you were
going to
pay the rent up for the rest of the year, and then you want to switch it up in the middle of the year. She's telling.
Sorry, bitch, you reneged on the deal, so I'm telling everything.
Keep your word. You don't like when niggas do it in spades, when you play in pool, when
you don't want nobody reneging then.
Keep your motherfucking word.
Anyway, so this man strangled his mistress, so... This happened over in the UK. His name is Timothy Brimmer. He was accused of strangling his mistress to death after she revealed his affair. But this...
Was he black or
white? Oh, that's the mistress.
Oh, you got the pictures?
Mm-hmm. Look at him.
But guess what? He got acquitted. I don't know what the fuck is going on in the UK, but it's just... I don't know. So anyway, this man, Timothy, old Tim, had been carrying on an affair with Miss Perry, who was married herself and had two kids for more than 10 years. Both of them are just scandalous beings. So anyway, they had been carrying on this affair for 10 years. And I guess Perry got fed up one day and she texted his wife using his phone. Aww. And said, I'm cheating on you. And so then...
she was fed up. When you do shit like that...
I would be scared to do something like that. Because people do snap. And you just never know what's happening. Because these people that we've seen sad cases with, they were so involved. They're married to these people. They sleeping next to them every night. And then next thing... the people know the person is dead because they didn't kill you in your sleep or, you know, whatever. Anyway, so Timothy was afraid that Miss Perry was going to tell more. So he just strangled her while they were in the car the other day. Well, this was a couple months ago, not the other day, but anyway.
And to strangle someone, that's so
you have
personal.
To be right
like, you're
there
literally in my face,
squeezing the life out of them, like ignoring their gasp and the look
screams
on their face. You are a cold motherfucker. He told authorities that the incident happened while he was trying to push her out of the car and driveway. He admitted that he accidentally strangled her during a kerfuffle and didn't mean to kill her. Like, how the fuck do you let somebody off for this? What else? Miss Perry threatened to reveal the affair once she thought her own marriage, as well as her affair with Brimmer, was ending. Now, he feels like he's responsible for her death, of course, but he claims it was an accident. They didn't let him off the hook. And I just think that this is fucking crazy.
I don't understand how they let him off the hook. However, I do understand, and it's crazy how... Okay. I'm about to say something that's going to sound like weird. Mm-hmm. How can you think that? I understand how people be killing people when it comes to like love and stuff.
Yeah.
But I only understand it when it's like both people are enraged and you're having a crazy fight. Cause I've been in a situation like that. And it's like, wow, you really have to learn to control your emotions and not let people get you to that point. Because I remember Carlos and I got into a horrible fight one night.
Mm-hmm.
You remember.
Mm-hmm.
And one of us could have killed each other.
Yeah, that was mad,
but we didn't. And now when you do it to where it's like you like American Murder,
mm-hmm.
that's what it was called.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, I forget their names.
But actually, I don't understand that. You like you're plotting on killing your loved one.
Your wife and the
My
children
goodness,
that you
divorce
made.
Divorce me, bro. Divorce me. And I want to put that in my vows. Should I ever get fucking married? I'm putting that in my vows. If you cheat on me, know that there's
you're
another
saying
way
this
out.
At
you
the
don't
wedding?
Have to kill me. I'm going to say it at the wedding. Do not murk me just because you find another younger bad bitch. Please. I'm begging you. I feel like more people need to say that now because niggas will kill you for their side piece. Go be with her. If she would have known that that was the option, death, I'm pretty sure she would have been like, okay, I know you don't want green beans tonight. Like, I'm not going to.
Green beans.
I'm done. I'm taking the kids and I'm leaving.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I don't.
Don't kill me,
please,
bro.
Don't. But I will say this, like, he didn't just get to walk away scot-free. They gave him some other charge. I don't know how the murder charges work over there, but he did get some prison time. I guess it was like, you know how they have different degrees of murder and manslaughter and everything. They did believe that he didn't mean to do it on purpose. But he still got multiple years in prison. I just think it's crazy. Like, you strangled. That's how so you didn't mean sad. To kill somebody and you strangled him.
And you and you don't just, like, a strangle is like, you got to, how long do you have to have your breath cut off before you need, like, 10 seconds?
I don't know.
That's a long time when you're murdering someone. Like, wow. Like, that shit is just sad. And, like, you just, and then it's like your spouse, her husband had to lose his wife and find out she was cheating.
Yeah.
I'm mad and sad at the same goddamn, it's like Atlanta weather when you're hot and cold, mm-hmm. you have a turtleneck on and you're drenched in sweat. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's just confusion.
Yeah.
Well, y'all don't be out here thinking that you can choke somebody or shoot them or run them over or any of that and think that that's not going to kill them, because
no. Yeah. And also, I want people to remember, try to control your emotions. And I'm an emotional person saying mm-hmm. this, but remember that your emotions can get you locked up forever. That means no pussy, no dick, no real food. You're not getting macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving or dressing or collard greens.
Ooh,
you're
getting molded
bread. You're getting booty hole food. You're getting bologna. I need y'all to remember that. You're getting bologna that's like ages old.
And you're going to live with that on your conscience. Like, you took somebody's life.
You're going to feel bad about it.
I hope. Yeah, unless you're a sociopath.
Don't let these niggas get you to that point. And niggas, don't let these women get you to that point. Like, just leave. Just leave. I'm going home.
Well, okay. So anyway, that's it for Weird Sex. Thanks for sending that story in with these crazy ass people.
Before we move forward, y'all, everybody make sure if you are a patron, we're doing a live workout with Letitia Marie Gardner. Y'all follow her. That's her Instagram, at Letitia Marie Gardner. She is super fine. She's been on the show before. I think it was episode 49, Got Milk. Kiki and I are going to work out with her. She's probably going to kick our ass.
Well, she ain't kicking my ass. I told you. Now, look, don't be afraid to come work out, because I will be doing an extremely modified version. So if you can't really work out, or you don't want to, or you just, this is going to be your jump start to get fine in the winter, follow me. I got you. Because when you go to her page, you're going to be intimidated.
You're going to be a little intimidated. If you you'll be on my team, because I'll be quitting when they be like, you can keep going.
I'll be like, nah, I need some water.
I can't keep going.
Do you want a dead body in your garage?
So make sure, y'all, if you are not a patron, go to www.patreon.com/cocktails. Join. You can join for as low as $1 and be a part of the workout session. It'll be fun. And do a crunch before you brunch, bitch.
Okay. So we haven't gotten to talk to y'all in a while. So we're going to be catching up on just different things that have been going on in our lives.
We really haven't talked in a
minute. Yeah.
Just
mm-hmm.
us.
This has been since September.
That's crazy. Since our birthdays.
Mm-hmm. I have gas, yeah. And I don't know why I'm so gassy. I need it to stop. I don't know what I'm eating.
Did you just fart?
No, I feel it brewing in my stomach.
Have you ever been on FaceTime with someone and you're using the bathroom? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a nigga that I'll be fucking with, and he, like, every time I have to go to the bathroom, he wants to watch.
Oh, he wants to watch?
And he's not a creep or anything. He just likes it. Yeah, he wants to watch. Not like when I'm taking the shit, I'll be like, all right, I do have morals. Kind of. So I'll, like, sit the phone down and just be peeing and talking to him. Like, we'll just be having a regular conversation. And the other day, a little poot came out, and it wasn't a full on fart. It was a poot. You know what a poot is? It's just like one of those. And I just tried to talk over it. He was just looking at me like this.
I heard that.
I was like, are you frozen? He was like, what'd you just do? Can we just talk over it?
It's a bodily function.
I don't know why farting is so embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing, especially when you think it's going to be a little one and it's not. Or you think it's going to be silent and that thing sounds like a damn bugle.
Or you think it's not going to have a smell. Woo! You're laying in the bed all cute and you're like, and you like, get a whoof of the covers, and you're like, I hope every...
Just be real still. Be real still. Let it go away. Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know why I'm gassy. I've eaten a lot of broccoli and Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. I think they make me gassy, but that's just going to be what it is.
I love Brussels sprouts. I just hate the way it makes the house smell. Mm. You'd be like, God damn it. I promise y'all.
Like greens and cabbage and stuff. It stinks.
But speaking of being gassy, I did a 2-day cleanse after our birthdays. Me and Hannah did it together. I'm the type of person where when I'm going to do shit like that, I did the Arden Garden detox. And it consists of orange juice, grapefruit juice, lemon juice, and distilled water. And you do it for 2 full days, 48 full hours, and you can't eat any food. Hannah cheated.
She was hungry.
I was hungry. I was starving. But I've done it a couple times, and I always fail. And I normally always cheat. But this time, I really did it. And how about my little bae, when I was a couple hours away from being done, he sends me crab legs with a little butter sauce from Hooters, chicken wings, and macaroni and cheese, because that's what I said I wanted after. But I didn't really want it because I just did a detox, bitch. Food never tasted so good.
I bet. Mm-mm.
But that 2-day detox, it makes you feel good to have a clear mind. You know how you were talking about not drinking and how you can see things for kind of like what they are? You just have a clear vision. Mm-hmm. When you don't eat, because eating is kind of like you eat for fun. It's fun. You don't really need to have tasty food.
Oh, you need I was like, for you nutrients. Do need food to live, but okay, tasty food.
You need it to live, but you really just need nutrients. If you had all the key nutrients in boring food, you would be fine. But we like to have lamb chops and we want to have our little, you know, spicy foods and all of that. But when you don't have food and you're really not eating, I felt like I didn't even need to wear my glasses. My vision was so clear. I felt like I could see.
Do you think it's possible you were hallucinating? I tried that detox before. Like, girl, that shit, I didn't even make it to the second jug. First of all, I left it in my trunk and I forgot it back there because I quit on the first day and I forgot about that jug back there. It must have got hot one day. The shit popped and I had like a stain. The 2-day detox. I mean, and then I was tasting that shit. I was like, this is disgusting. I don't like juice. It had that pulp and shit. I said, they should have filtered this some more.
To me, it tastes like a mimosa.
And I hate those. I like champagne, sparkling wine, but keep the orange juice. I don't like orange juice.
I don't like grapefruit, but I did it, and I was proud of myself, and Hannah broke down and told me. She was like, I ate some trail mix.
Trail mix, of all things. I would have just ate some fucking chicken. I can't do that. And another thing I probably can't do is, I don't tell this man I'm going on a date with him. I think I lied.
Why? Go on a date. Go on.
So here's the thing.
Where y'all going?
I don't know. And that's why I decided I'm not going. So here.
He's short.
No, he's not short. Physically, okay. There's nothing wrong with him. But, okay. So I think I've shared this before. Like, I be looking for something wrong all the time so I don't have to do it, right? So it's like, okay, I accept the date. And I was like, everything better be right because everybody knows I'm not going to go. And so one of my friends was like, I feel like he has, like, one day to tell you what the plan is or you're not going. I said, I think you know me pretty well at this point. So he's like making small talk with me. And I'm like, I don't want to have a bunch of small talk. Like I get being shy. I get the pressure. I get all of that. I really, really do. But it's like, okay, well, we don't really
small talk through text.
And we haven't really had conversations, like any real in-depth conversation.
Can you give an example? Like, is it just always
how did you sleep? Literally was the question he asked me.
I hate when people say,
how did I sleep? I slept bad, actually.
On my side.
Yeah, like, I didn't sleep good. Do you really want to talk about that? Like, let's talk about something or let's not talk at all until we see each other on the date. Because I get it's kind of like grasping for air. You don't know what to talk about. Maybe you can't talk on the phone because you might be working at work. I don't even know what the man does for a living. I get all of that. I don't need to have a whole bunch of conversation. But what I need to know is what the plan is, because I had already agreed to something. As I looked at my calendar, Saturday is the only day that I don't really have anything to do. And now I've given you some of my time for that day. I want to go hang out with my little nephew, cousin Walker, and play with him or something. We ain't seen each other.
I love that little boy.
I do too. And it's like, I want to go hang out with him. But I said I would hang out with you. So I'm going to try and keep my word. But I need you to come with a solid plan. That is across the board. If it's going to be a date and you're going to schedule it, give me the plan. So he says,
So you need to know the plan. You're not the type where it's like, he has the plan, you just don't know it. He's just like, hey, be ready at 8:30.
So here's the thing. He can tell me be ready at 8:30. I ain't get that. It's too many ranges and variables. I don't like that. I need to know because, okay, so we're going, he's asked me to go to lunch on Saturday. Okay, that's fine. I know what time, normal lunch time is like 12 to 2 range. So somewhere in there. So he's doing this small talk thing. So I was like, okay, so what's the plan for Saturday? I just asked him, like, let's get to the point. Because you're taking too long. Like, you asked me, you said, let's do something on Saturday. Before, I didn't know if it was lunch or what, or, like, what's going on. He was like, well, I was thinking we could do lunch on Saturday. No, I take that back. He already told me lunch. So I'm like, I know that you're thinking about lunch. Where the fuck are we going? And what time? Where do I need to be? So we're going back and forth. He was like, so I'm thinking I will pick a couple of options and send them to you, and then you pick which one you want. That works perfect for me. I'm A-okay with that.
Oh, he's really nervous to do something like that. Just pick the spot, nigga.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay, well, whatever. If you get, don't give me more than 3 options. Give me 3 options. I can pick from the 3 options. Because I know I probably won't like 2 of them, and one of them is going to be like, all right, I can make it work. So, you think I got my options? No. And here we are on Wednesday. I still don't have the options. Like, you said you were going to give me options. I'm thinking maybe by the end of the day.
I mean, you still got 2 more days.
This was 3 days ago.
This meeting.
Why are you telling me?
I know, but maybe he's still gathering his options. Maybe he's nervous.
Well,
I want you to go on a date. That's not fair. Why? It's Wednesday, bro.
Because, and then he hasn't said anything else since then. Just like, stop.
Have you said something?
No. He want to go on a date with me. I tried to make conversation with him, like, to have a more elaborate conversation. And then I was telling him, like, you know, I was busy. I was about to be busy when we were having this little small talk. So I was like, hey, I'm about to do whatever it was I was doing. I can't remember. I was like, but we can talk later or another day or whatever. Whenever you're free, like, feel free to call me or FaceTime me. I'm not a person that needs an appointment for a call. If I miss your call, I'll call you back. Because I could tell, that he was nervous, and I wanted to let him know, like, you can let your guard down. It's okay. I'm not going to attack you. I was actually nice to him, whether y'all believe that or not. But I was getting, like, I just don't like a bunch of small talk with somebody I don't know. I want you to get to the point. And it's like, I don't know you. And I'm a little nervous too, because I have no idea what kind of person you are. You could be crazy. You could be fun. It could go either way. Let's get to know each other so that we can enjoy our meal on Saturday. You know, it's nothing wrong with a little chit chat, like, or sending me funny stuff. I love when people send me funny stuff. But yeah, none of that was happening. And he didn't call. He, like, texted me something else. And then he was talking about the lunch and picking whatever. And I'm just like, I don't know why you're nervous.
I know why that nigga
nervous. Why? He ain't had no real conversation with me. He don't know. He don't know that about this. He doesn't know how I am.
He is nervous because dating is... It's mind-boggling. It's nerve-wracking. Like, as someone who has been going on dates, I've been recklessly dating, Kiki. Recklessly dating. My ass be getting nervous. I'm talking about nervous.
I get nervous.
I get to the door, and I'm like, I'm not going no more. I'd be like, I'm not going to go no more. I try to talk myself out of it. You don't know.
Yeah, I definitely try to talk myself out of it.
Yeah, like, I've been trying to talk myself out of it. In the world that we live in now, everybody's so, like, instant gratification that you are almost, like, setting yourself up to be like, I know we're not gonna fuck with each other. And so that's, like, I don't know, it's weirdly nervous. It's just nerve. I be nervous because I don't want you to not like me. I want you to like me, and I want to like you. That's the whole point of us wasting time together.
I don't really care if he likes me or not. I would just, like, I don't think about that. I want to have a good time, but it's not, like, about if it's going to end well. Like, I want us to enjoy the time, whether it's like, okay, this is a match or not. That part doesn't bother me so much. I just don't want to be sitting there bored or too nervous to talk to each other or any of that. So I'm just thinking, like, maybe if we talk a little bit or have, so you can get, you know, about my personality a little bit more before a week away from now. Like, I don't know, but I don't know what's going on with him. Hopefully all right, but I don't hear from his ass, so I'm probably not going.
That would be horrible if he was like, I got COVID, I'm in the hospital, yeah. But this is, I was going to take you to...
Well, save your breath.
I think it's funny how we're so different, because I am the complete opposite.
You don't want to talk?
One of my friends, I don't want to talk at all. I don't want to talk unless, depending on how we met. I had a friend who was like, I know the perfect guy for you. I want y'all to meet each other. And we've been trying to do this for months and it just wasn't working out. Cause I was like, I just don't know about the, you know, the whole blind date. And then I was like, you know what? I'm excited about it. Let's do it. He's like, let me show you his Instagram. I was like, no, absolutely not. No Instagrams. Don't do any of that. We don't need to see each other's Instagrams at all because I'm going to talk myself out of it. If he got a big old head, I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to do this. You know, if he has little hands, I'm going to be like, I'm going to talk myself out of it. And that's not fair. That's not fair. So I was like, I don't need his Instagram. Don't give him my Instagram. He doesn't need to see what I look like.
That's different. I'm with you on this.
Yeah. I was like, if we meet and we're each other's blessings and cool, but I'm not going to go if I see him, I know it. And so he didn't do that, but he showed him my Instagram. I didn't know until he went on the date. But he was like, well, are you sure you don't want to just like talk before you meet on the date? And I was like,
this is what your friend is saying or the other guy?
Yeah. Okay. My friend, his name is Anthony. And I was like, no, I don't want to talk to him. And our friends were like, why don't you want to talk to him? And I'm like, because here's the deal, you guys. I get so nervous that I'm just going to be like blabbering at the mouth about everything through text, through conversation, through FaceTime. And I'm scared that we're not going to have anything to talk about on the date. So I would rather just save it all for the date. Mm-hmm. So we can just talk about it all when we sit down for dinner. And then I don't have the nervousness of like, what are we going to talk about? Well, we got a lot to talk about because I don't know shit about you. Now, didn't go too great, but... Mm-hmm. He was very handsome. His shirt was wrinkled. You know, have you ever seen that commercial where the girl and the guy are on the date and it's like, were you in a rush? Mm-hmm. And his shirt's all wrinkled. His shirt was wrinkled and he didn't let me order a second drink.
Why? He ran out of money?
It was the weirdest thing. He was like, we're good. But I wasn't good. And I wanted to say, no, I want another one. But I didn't know how to handle that situation. I was really like,
I
was into that. And then he walked me out to the valet, asked how much it was and didn't pay for it. And I feel like men will hear that and be like, why niggas gotta pay for everything? Why the fuck did you ask how much the valet? I mean,
did he valet too?
I'm a traditional gentleman.
Did he valet too? Was he just asking for himself?
He valet too, but here's the thing. He wasn't leaving. I didn't know he wasn't leaving. He was like, oh, I'm gonna stay.
He had another date.
And I was like, you think so? Yeah. It was cheap. There's no way. There's no way.
That's what I would guess. Why the fuck are you going to stay? But you sending me on my way. Or maybe you're just being cheap right
there. I mean, I wasn't going to stay. I wasn't staying.
Yeah, I mean, but this guy, he reached out to me himself. So, like, if it was through another person, it's a blind date, yeah, I don't want to talk. But it's already, like, I don't know. I'm just thinking about me. I would feel more at ease if I could have some conversation. I don't need to know your life story. Save something for the date. But, like, mm-hmm. Something. Why did you text me at all? Like, why did you say anything at all about the date on Saturday or anything and then not finish that thing? Now I'm just wondering, like, what the fuck? Maybe he just feel like, actually, I don't want to go out with this bitch. Who knows? Oh, well.
Men are weird. I really am convinced that, like, everybody that tries to make it seem like women are crazy, but men are actually crazy.
Yeah, we're all a little bit crazy. I don't know when I'm gonna go on a date again. I was talking to one of my friends. I was like, we're pathetic. Neither one of us be going on dates. It's like the blind leading the blind. We over here talking to each other about what the other person needs to do. And I was like, when last time you went on a date? It was one of my guy friends. And he was like, I don't know, it's been a long time. I said, yeah, I ain't been on a date in a minute either. What are we talking about? What's for dinner?
I went on like 4 dates last week and it's 4 crazy because I feel like,
god damn, the more that
I know, girl, I was really lonely. And I don't like living alone. I don't like being lonely and I just don't like it. And I don't care what y'all say. And so I went on the dates, but it was draining. And I feel like I'm also like, when people, because I like to get on like live and get ready and the people be hyping me up, I'm like, yeah. And I think it's crazy that some men are like, well, you always be going on these dates. And I'm like, but you see, ain't nothing come from it.
Okay. Yeah, I be going on first dates. Where's the rest? Where's my forever?
Where is my forever?
I feel like this is my forever, but you know, who knows? Who fucking knows?
Dating is.
I say, who fucking knows? This could be my forever. Me, myself, and I.
Oh no, I don't want that.
I mean, sometimes I don't, but then when I'm around men, sometimes that I'm not feeling, I'm like, actually, I want to go home. Yeah, I don't know. My mom, she pissed me off the other day. I think I'm about to have to block her on Instagram again.
Okay, you can't do that. Why not?
Everybody else does. You can't
do that.
So we.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can. I can and I will. So anyway, we were on the phone one day and I don't know if she was just like drinking her wine or what. It really annoys me because she makes a lot of assumptions about my life. Sometimes they are accurate, but not always. And it's like, you didn't even ask me. You're right, but you didn't even ask me. And now you're annoying me. I'm not in the mood. So anyway, we're talking on the phone. I was on my way to meet up with one of my friends to work on this idea she had. And she was like, my mom, it's like, Kiara, let me ask you something. I need to ask you something. It's important. I was like, okay, what's up? Like, do you need a kidney? Like, what's going on? You sound really serious. She's like, would it just kill you to go on a date? Like, sometimes answer somebody's messages. I was like, you don't even know if anybody is asking me on a date. This conversation is done. I'll talk to you later. And I hung up. Ma'am. You think I should just, like, for what? Just accept dates for what? I'm not complaining to my mom about being single. And I think that's what frustrates me. Like, it's like, you want me to be in a relationship. You have this life that you want me to have. And you're not asking me anything. Like, what do you really know about my love life? Not much. You don't know all of the details about the horrible decisions I made. I needed to not be dating nobody for a while so I could work on me. I don't need to just be going on dates to go on dates. For what? I don't need to waste somebody's time if I'm not interested or I'm already going in there with these preconceived notions about a person, whether it's true or not. That person don't deserve that. I don't need to go because they could be a great person, but I'm going in there like I don't even want to be there. No, I'm gonna let you be available to the next woman who's actually gonna appreciate the date. I don't need to go, you know. And so
I feel like you just read me.
But that's how I feel about it, because I don't want anybody to waste my time. I don't want anybody to be playing with me. I've been played with too much. I don't want to treat anybody that way. So like, if I'm not feeling you from the jump, and I know in my heart that I'm not about to really give you a fair chance, I'm not going. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want you to feel like women are evil, or I don't want you to feel used. I don't want you to be bashing black women on the internet and all this other stuff. I'm just not going to go. Now, if you're going to be mad because I told your ass no, and now you start begging, and I have to like gather you together real quick, that's on you. You asked for it. But I can just politely decline. There's a guy in Texas, and he's always trying to get me to come out there to see him and go on dates. And we've been on a date. I thought we were friends hanging out, but then I realized, oh, he thought it was a date. This is a whack ass date. Like, there's no flirting going on.
I'm so glad I'm not a man.
Right. There's no flirting going on. Like, neither of us, like,
we ain't kids.
We ain't kids. I ain't trying to rub your dick. Like, nothing. I'm going back to my hotel. I'm not riding with you. I'm just like, I feel like at this point, I haven't always been this way, but at this point, if I'm feeling you, gonna know it. Because I'm going to be feeling a little loose. And if I'm real stiff, I'm going to back. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to go on with my life. Oh, speaking of Houston. So I was in Houston last month. So I get it was probably like a year and a half ago. I started getting on live a lot. And there are a lot of girls who were always in my live. And so we've all become really cool. We have this big group on Instagram. And so there's like all these different girls from all over the place who have become friends with each other. They've helped each other with jobs.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And so it's like a little community of all these different women with different backgrounds, and everybody's really supportive of each other. It's just really cool. And I'm like, who would have thought that this would have came from me just getting on Instagram Live at work when I didn't want to be there, talking about whatever is on my mind, you know? So anyway, one of the girls, or several of the girls, actually, I think, were like, oh, we should do like a retreat thing. So what ended up happening was two of the girls, one's name is Akia, one's name is Tierra. They planned a retreat.
Is Akia the one that won the? Because I remember one of the winners, I tagged her in the post. Was that who won the vibrator?
I don't remember who won because I don't think I looked at that post. I think I just reposted, but I didn't read
it. That's crazy if it is, because I didn't even know that. That's fucking crazy. If it's her, that's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, so they planned this retreat. weekend, they decided on Houston. And so everybody didn't get to go for various reasons, but there were a lot of girls who did. Some people live in Houston. Some people live close enough to drive.
How many girls
went? It was 9 girls traveled, including myself. I went. And then 2 girls lived there. So it was 11 of us all together. It was a lot of fun. And we had like a day where a chef came to the Airbnb that was rented, and she did brunch, and then she did a dinner, and we had like a Halloween costume party for dinner. So everybody wore costumes. We had this 5-course dinner. The chef was really good. Her name is Chef Harmony with an E. But there were a lot of girls there, and it was just really nice. I felt like everybody had a good time is what they said. But personally, it was just really nice. First of all, I didn't have to plan shit. So that was nice. You know, I could just pay my money and show up. So, and it went off without a hitch. It was nice getting to know some new people. I like making new friends. I like meeting new people, even if it's in an unconventional way, because we were all kind of sharing how people were like, you got to go on a trip with a bunch of strangers. Like, you know these girls from the internet. And like some of my friends were really,
somebody gonna be crazy. Yeah,
a lot of my family and friends, they were like, bitch, what are you doing? But I was like, no, I think it'll be cool. Like this group, we've talked a lot. And like, it's kind of like when those people be on the shows and they have these internet relationships. They're like, no, but we know each other. I guess that's kind of how we felt, but like not in a romantic way. Yeah. So anyway, we had a really good time. We did a game night. And then one day we hung out outside of the house. Now that day was giving me anxiety. And I was trying to play it cool. I was like sweating. I wasn't really drinking much while we was out.
Wait, why?
Because we was outside with all these people, and I'm looking at people like, ooh, they're getting too close to me. It's too, not the girls I was with, but other people. But then I had a couple drinks and it was all right. I wasn't thinking about it anymore. And but yeah, so we had a really good time. And so it's gonna be like an annual thing. So we'll see how it goes. But it was really fun. But while I was there, the niggas was hitting me up. And
H-Town is going down.
I was like,
as long as it wasn't Drake.
What if it was?
Well, the next Patreon bonus content gonna be me and Kiki boxing.
Girl, you gonna be boxing the air. But anyway, so I stayed longer too, so I could spend some time with my dad after like our little girls' weekend was over. And I was getting all these messages, but I'm like, my ass is lazy when it comes to dates these days, because I didn't go on them. I really didn't. And then like,
you didn't go on that one?
I didn't feel like, and then I was like my dad had sent me this letter, and he, like, it was all sentimental. And I was like, I told him I was going to spend some time with him. I'm not about to ditch him to go hang out with these niggas who...
I mean, that's true. It's like your family.
Yeah, I gotta...
Like, niggas, family.
Ryan, you're not gonna be here. So, anyway, I didn't go. I didn't even see Voodoo Dick. And, like, on my last day, he was... your face! So, on the last day, I was like, you know, I'm with my dad. And so, he was like, we don't have, like, 15 minutes. I can make it quick. And I'm like, no. Like, I'm hanging out with my... And I'm just
ready.
Like... And I was thinking in my head, like, you're just really fucking trifling.
Do you think he's a sex addict?
I do. I really do. And I asked him if he... I asked him if he thought that he was before. And I think he thought I was joking. I was dead ass serious. I'm like, I think so. Because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I told him I would see him when I come back this month. Switch it up. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't have time this time. Sorry, I overcommitted to other things. But yeah, I'll be back in a few weeks. Don't worry about it. It's going to be my sister's birthday. So what else did I want to ask you? I forgot. Were we about to say something?
I was going to say, when you were talking about the going on the girls' trip with the strangers. Mm-hmm. So speaking of... great human interactions with strangers. Mm-hmm. I have a mentor. His name is Mr. Williams. Well, really, Miss Williams was my mentor in college, but then Mr. Williams was her best friend. And so they're just like family. And so he hit me up. I haven't talked to him in forever, but he hit me up and he's like, hey, Medina, there's a teacher at one of my schools. She loves cocktails. Mm-hmm. He was like, she came in one day and she was like, there's this podcast I'm listening to. There's a girl named Medina. I love her. He was like, I know her. She's like, uh-uh. He's like, no, I really know her. He's like, can you pull up? She got a promotion at work, and we're having this little thing for the kids to meet each other because the kids had never met each other. So he's like, we're going to do this thing at the park. Will you pull up and come meet her? I was like, absolutely. Just tell me what time. So I go to the park. You know how we ordered those sample sweatshirts? Mm-hmm. I took mine. I was like, I can't just go empty handed. Like, it's like Beyonce doesn't go places. Like, when she goes to Walmart, she's like, everything's on me. Uh-huh. So I was like, yeah, I give her my sweater. So I get there. I'm like, hey, Mr. Williams, I'm here. He's like, okay, come up. I put my mask on. Everybody had their masks on because y'all be quick to call niggas out when they don't have masks. So I get there and I'm like, so where is she? He's like, there, that's her. He was like, let's just wait until she gets some. She was doing something. And I was like, no, I'm just going to go talk to her. What's her name? He's like, Yvonda. Hey, Yvonda. So I go up to her. She has her back to me. She's like cutting cake or something. And I was like, hey, Yvonda girl, what you doing? Kiki. This woman turned around. She was like, so then I screamed. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. She's like, oh my gosh. I was like, you're making me so, her energy was so vibrant and just, she was so excited and it was such a phenomenal experience. Like, I gave her the sweater, I gave her a bottle of Taste vitamins, mm-hmm. and then other teachers came, they're like, we love the show too. And then she pulls me aside. It was just great to get all of that love. Mm-hmm. She pulls me aside and she was like, I just want you to know that you have really like helped me in my relationship. Cocktails mm-hmm. has helped me try new things in my relationship. It's helped my husband try new things. Oh, it was good. Just such a beautiful moment. Like sometimes we do this show and we don't really think about that we could be helping someone's sex life or relationship. We just really share our truths. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's funny as shit. Sometimes it'd be sad. Sometimes it'd be confusing. Sometimes it'd just be weird. But we just give, I mean, I feel like sometimes we give our all to cocktails. Mm-hmm. And so it was just an amazing experience to hear how grateful she was that we have this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have cried. It was really a beautiful experience. So shout out to Mr. Williams. Shout out to Yvonda. And the kindergarten teachers is really listening to cocktails, bruh.
Yeah, they'd be stressed out. They need something spicy in their life. They've been talking about the damn Wiggles all day or whatever the latest cartoon is. Sonic the Hedgehog.
It was great. It was great.
Want to know who's the best in men's below the belt grooming? It's Manscaped. I don't know how you feel, but when I'm sucking dick, I do not like to get hairs caught in between my mouth. I feel like we as women go through so much getting waxed, plucked, and trimmed, and there's nothing wrong with a little manscaping. So there's this revolutionary company. It's called Manscaped. You may have heard us talk about it last year. Well, they are back, and they have some redesigned electronic trimmers, nose hair clippers, all sorts of great products to keep your man looking good. You've got to protect the family jewels, you know what I mean? So untrimmed pubes are a thing of like 2010. The products also smell really good. Now, if you are afraid that it's going to be a super girly scent, don't worry about it. Everything smells very, very manly. And you can get it all for 20% off plus free shipping with the code COCKTAILS at manscaped.com. And ladies, this is the perfect gift. The holidays are coming up. Get it for your man. Manscaped.com and use code COCKTAILS for 20% off plus free shipping. And now let's get back to the show.
What's our time like? Should we move on to Indecisive Diane?
Yeah, we can.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Indecisive Diane. And boy, do I have a treat for you. There's a place, it's called Babette's Cafe. They have upscale European food, all types of European. So listen, that's French, Italian, Spanish. You're gonna love it. They have soul fish, it'll snatch your soul. Here's the address, 573 North Highland Avenue, Northeast Atlanta. Go there, try it out, tell them I sent you. Bye!
Okay, and so we are back and it is time for advice. Remember, if you want some advice from two women who are just trying to figure it out, find our husbands, email us at askcocktails@gmail.com. Okay, you want to go first?
Yes. Okay. Let me put my glasses on. This one is titled, Am I as open-minded as I thought? Hey, ladies. I'm the same age as you guys and always considered myself open-minded and fully supportive of the LGBTQA plus community. I often judge people for being judgmental towards their family members or disowning them. Now I found myself in a similar situation. A family member of mine that I basically helped raise just recently came out as bisexual to me.
Okay.
Our relationship is similar to Kiki and Walker's. When he told me, I immediately felt uncomfortable because I know how hard it is for bisexual men to be accepted in this society. Up until now, I always said I'd never date a bisexual man. But now that I know someone personally, I'm trying to change my perspective. He's 18 and I'm sure he knows what he wants. I also think there's a chance that Gen Z are a lot more open to these things. Am I wrong for feeling uncomfortable? Do you guys have any advice to give me on how to support him? Any feedback is appreciated. I do have some feedback. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and go first. Because I feel like a lot of the times, when people feel this way, you are entitled to your own.
Sorry.
My painting fell off the wall. My dog almost got smashed.
Oh my goodness.
But I feel like you're entitled to your own feelings, but I think it is very important and so sensitive when people bring up these types of things that you don't make it about you. And a lot of the times in situations where someone is needing advice, you make it about you. And even in your email, I'm sure you didn't mean to, and sometimes you need somebody to point it out. It's not about you. And it's really not about how you feel. Your nephew cousin told you that he's bisexual. If you're going to accept him and you love him for the person that he's always been, that's it. I mean, I just don't think it's his job to help you work through your feelings for him being bisexual. He's bisexual. It's not for you to even be like, now I'm going to try to date bisexual men. It's not about you. It's about him. And that's really how I feel like a lot of people should deal with situations like this.
I think that as your question, one of your questions was, you know, how can you support him? And like Medina said, it's not about how uncomfortable you are. Why you're uncomfortable, you need to work through that on your own. Don't try to make him suddenly become your teacher and teach you all things that you need to know to be supportive of him. And this is just me guessing, too. I think, one, the first thing you could do is you could ask him. Just ask him, like, how can I be supportive of you? I know that everybody, there's still so many issues and so many people have been closed-minded, and I've even been that way. And now I'm reconsidering my feelings, because for a lot of people, whatever reason, you don't really care or you don't really see it as a human issue until it's somebody close to you. It's so far from you, you can't reach out and touch somebody who's bisexual. But now that you can, now you want to reevaluate things because it matters to you now. You need to work through your own feelings. Ask him how he feels like you can be supportive. But I think if he doesn't even have a way, I think the best thing that I would want in that situation is for you to treat me like you've always treated me and to respect me. Don't suddenly treat me like you want to ask me all the questions in the world about bisexuality. Don't try to hook me up with all these different men and women. Like, don't look at me like I'm a bisexual man now. Just, I'm still your nephew or your cousin, whatever the relationship is. I'm still the same person. Now you just know who I like to be fucking. Honestly, there's no guessing. So just treat him like a person. He's still a person just because you know about his sexuality, and by yourself, not necessarily with him unless he offers to help. Work on asking yourself why you had some sort of feelings about whatever it is, if it's making you uncomfortable at this point. Maybe you misjudged some things and you need to reevaluate, but he doesn't have to be the spokesperson. There's lots of resources. Get on the YouTube and There's plenty on there. Okay.
I hope that was helpful.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay, the next one. Jamaican dick turmoil. That seems to be what Jamaican dick comes with. All right. Y'all, let me get right into this. I recently got me a new man. And y'all, he is from the islands, Jamaica specifically. Now, I've had island dick before, so y'all know I was excited. The first time we had sex, I rode this man like a damn horse. I squirted all over him. I mean, my pussy was gushing over his dick. But y'all, I wasn't expecting him to... But y'all, I wasn't expecting him to be grossed out by this. This man basically threw my ass off of him. He was disgusted. He then proceeded to tell me that that was his first time experiencing anything like that. He thought your pussy was broken. Yes, island men have some good dick, but being with island men before, I've heard of them being a bit blah when it comes to sex. But I've never experienced anything like that. That's a damn lie. But anyway, he also proceeds to tell me how he has never came in a girl's mouth and never ate pussy. Look at you, psychic. Nor is he willing to try it. Girl, you need another Jamaican. When he said this, my heart sank, y'all, and all kinds of bells went off in my head. I hope it was the alarm to tell you to get on. But anyway, I know y'all ladies know foreplay is key, and this man just think my pussy stays wet and needs no warm up. Y'all, I'm annoyed, and that wasn't bad enough. We have very different love languages. Words of affection really does it for me, but this man never compliments me about anything. I've sat down and told him this, and he said he understood. Yes, yet his actions aren't changing. He told me before that
that's because he's Jamaican.
He told me before that in Jamaica it's frowned on to eat pussy. And as well as being kinky in general, we have such a good time together and I really enjoy hanging out with him, but I can be very sexually adventurous. So my question is, what can I do to get him to try new things? Or do you think the cultural difference is too different? XOXO, wanting more. Look, let me tell y'all something about this thing about the Jamaican men not eating pussy. I believe...
Them Jamaican men don't be eating pussy.
No. Let me tell you. This Jamaican man used to eat me real good. Like I was a damn banana split, baby. It just depends on the person. I think that a lot of the men, they are lazy. They want you to suck their dick, but they don't want to have to do any work. So they go say, I'm Jamaican, because that's the story that they've been running with for a long time. They don't feel like eating pussy. They don't want to do it. They want to do the bare minimum and just dick you down, be Brian Pumper on your ass, and have you suck their dick and go on about their day. You want your pussy ate and he's unwilling to do it, you got to get a new nigga. Because there are Jamaican men, other Caribbean men out there who will do those things. They be nasty as fuck. You just got to find the right one.
I ain't found one. So I really think you got to move on to a whole different culture. But Kiki said they are.
They're out there, but it's like, he's being lazy. You're not, this man, I don't think there's anything you can do to make him be nastier. That could be in his head. Some people do really think that way and they don't believe in doing it. And the Jamaican, this is only one that I've had an experience with. He was from Jamaica, like born there, lived there for a long time. Well, not a long time, but he lived there and then he came to America. We had a conversation about it one time because I was like, I think it's weird because this is the rumor that I've always heard, but I've never been with another Jamaican man. You're the only one. So like, what's up with that? And so he was like, I mean, a lot of men do feel that way. I just don't. Like, they'll tell you stuff like that, but then it's like you grow up and it's like, shit, if I'm fucking somebody and I want to eat some pussy, I'm gonna eat some pussy. Like, it doesn't make me less of a man, but he just thought different. So you just need to find a more forward thinking one, but either way, you need a new man. That ain't the one.
You need a new man. And I also think you need to, sometimes people, not just women, have to really think about, do you want to be the person that teaches somebody how to do something? I know personally, I don't. Like, I don't, if I meet somebody, they're like, I never ate pussy before and I don't know how to do it. Unless we're having a threesome with another woman and I'm teaching the woman. But even still on that, I just be like, I don't want to teach you. Can you go learn and then bring your skills back? I just don't want to teach
go
you.
Learn. Like, you know, go learn.
Go to. Like you're an old head in the game. It's like, I'm above that. Like,
I can teach you how I like it. Like, you already have the basic knowledge, but maybe you eating it like the last girl wanted it. I don't want you in my vagina part. I want you on my clit. So, like, move north, head north for 3 miles, you know? Like, that's what I want. So, I could do that, but I'm not about to teach you, like...
all the things. Like, I just don't
like to teach people
it.
Shit.
Sex is already so like sensitive for me. Like I told y'all, the air condition gotta be down or I'm
yeah, you're very particular.
Everything's gonna dry up. Yeah, like the songs, the playlist has got to be right. If you stop in between it, you're like, I actually never did. It's a wrap for me. I'm like, all right, well, can we order room service?
Okay, yeah. Well, good luck, girl. Let us know what happens. And when you find a man who's gonna eat your pussy, write us a cocktail. Good luck. Okay, so I guess we can. Oh, my titty about to pop out. I guess we can move on to the cocktails. So if you want to send us a cocktail, email us cocktails@atl@gmail.com. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. What were you gonna say?
I was literally the whole episode like, am I gonna share an OG cocktail? Am I gonna share an OG cocktail? Am I gonna read one? And then I was like, which one am I gonna share? Am I gonna share the funny one, the sad one, the weird one? Which one? There is a sad cocktail that I have.
Kiki. How sad? Like, people gonna be crying.
I was crying. And you know how we talked about, I don't know, I think you told me, did you cry during sex with somebody?
But it was happy tears.
Mine were happy tears. No. Mine were tears that ended up being like.
It was like an orgasmic experience. That's the kind of cry. Like, what's happening?
I won't tell this.
Okay.
Do you have an OG cocktail or you read
one? I have one. You want me to go first? Okay, mine is embarrassing as usual, but this time I got to have.
I'm gonna do my embarrassing.
Okay, this time I had my embarrassment later. So I hadn't had sex in a while, and well, I'm saying a while. I guess it was really like 2 weeks, but I've been having sex pretty frequently. So like those 2 weeks is long. 2 weeks might have been like almost three. So anyway, this is right before I went to Houston. So I was having sex with
H-time.
I was having sex with this guy, and so we're having sex, and he was hitting it from the back for a while, and then we were like on the side, we're moving in different positions, moving slow because it's been a minute. I was a little stiff, and I was on my back, and he did that thing where he wanted to put both my legs up on his shoulders and then lean down on me and close me up like a panini press. And it was hurting. And so then I was like, oh, this hurts too bad. Like, I don't know what you hit, but it hurts. So he's like, okay, I'm sorry. Like, he thought he broke something. So then I get up and I turn around and I'm like, I just need him to hit it from the back so he can hurry up and come because I'm kind of in pain, but I don't know what's happening. I felt kind of like... It felt like I had pulled a muscle in my stomach and like something was sprained or strained. I mean, I don't know what could be strained, but it was just like, it was like a muscle was torn. It hurt or something. And I was like, oh, I ain't never felt this before. It's so uncomfortable. So I turn around and I'm trying to like lay down a little bit and have my booty tooted up, arch my back good. That was hurting. And I was like, okay, so if you want to finish, I need you to hurry up and come because I'm not going to be able to stay in this position at all. Like, I'm hurting right now. Like, I need to, I don't know how I can lay down. Like, I'm in pain. Can you just rub my back? So right. He was like, oh, I'm sorry.
You must have known this nigga. You knew him.
Yeah, this isn't a new person. He knew. So then he's all scared because he thinks he's done something to, like, actually hurt me. He thinks it's his fault. He can't figure it out. But I was like, nah, I don't know what's going on. I'm just in pain. Go ahead and finish. So he finishes and he's like rubbing my back and then we go to sleep. I wake up the next day and I still have that pain. And I was like, maybe he did like pull something when my legs was getting folded up. I knew they shouldn't have gone back that far. I'm going to be at the chiropractor again. Like, I knew I shouldn't have had sex today. I was supposed to be taking a break from everything. And like, look at me. This is God. And he told me to stop fornicating. And here I am. Legs busted wide open.
I hate when I have thoughts like that. This is God.
So then I went to the bathroom, and when I sat down to pee, it was uncomfortable. Like, everything was just uncomfortable. And I was like, what is wrong? So I'm like, I'm making a doctor's appointment. Something is wrong, and I need to see what's up because this is just, this hurts. And I'm just like moving funny. I'm feeling like this just pain's moving around. So he was still here. He leaves. So then I get in the shower. It's like, maybe if I take a warm shower, have that water running down my back, it'll feel good. It helps a little bit, but I get out of the shower, I'm still feeling bad. I'm like, I make some coffee. The coffee set it up.
What? Because coffee is the key?
Bitch, because it was gas. So coffee... Coffee makes me take a shit. So I think I was a little bit constipated. Plus I had some gas. It was just, it was bad things going on inside of my body. So I go to the bathroom eventually because the coffee is going to get shit moving. It's going to clear that canal right on out.
And coffee gets it moving like NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. So I shit. And then after I shit, this is so gross, but after I shit, then a loud ass fart comes out. And then I was just sitting there for a minute like, let's go ahead and get all this stuff out while ain't nobody here, because I'm starting to feel some relief. I got up. I felt like brand new. I said, and to think, I really thought I had like a muscle torn. My ass had fucking gas. Flatulence. I'm just so glad it didn't come out.
Like, if you just would have did anal, would it just have like, would that help the gas pass through? You feel me?
No.
You see where I'm going with
that? I hear you, but I took a shit before the gas could leave. So I feel like his dick would have hit the shitty road. And maybe some gas would have came, or maybe it would have been shit all over the bed. And on my carpet. I don't know, but I'm glad that it didn't. I mean, anal wasn't going to work, period. We all know that. But yeah, it was bad. So I had all that pain. So I say that to say, you know, next time you guys maybe have, ladies, have some pain and you think it's a muscle or something, make sure you don't have gas, because gas can be very painful. And I'm just glad that I'm on the other side of it. Mm-hmm. That's my cocktail.
Gas can be so painful that, like, you literally feel like you need to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've done that before. Like, I don't know what's going on. I used to think it was the wine and the liquor, but it's not. So, I don't know.
You're just a gassy individual.
I am, and I need to fix that. That's just not cute. Like, sometimes I be waiting all day. Same nigga. I left his house the other day, and I was like, I can't wait to leave, because as soon as I got outside and I was walking to my car, I had to let one out. I was just so gassy, and that pain was getting to me. I'm like, oh, goddamn. My body is just detoxing or something. It's getting all of this shit up out of me. Literally.
But you never know. Something is like it.
I don't know about that. But you know what? He be pooping in front of me sometimes. And I try not to make a big deal about it, because I know I'm gassy. So I'm just like, well, if I don't make a big deal about it for him, when I poo, he better not like try and embarrass me. It just happens. It's a natural thing. You do it all the time. But maybe he's into that, and that's why he just be pooping in front of me. Oh, hell no. That's nasty. Maybe. That's nasty as hell. I don't like that. So what's your cocktail?
Okay. I know what cocktail I'll tell. Do I? Okay.
You do.
So I met this guy a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was cute, and I told him that right off the bat. And we never, like, I think we exchanged numbers, but we, you know, sometimes you exchange numbers with people, but you forget right when you leave their site, and you don't even know what you saved them as. You don't even remember their name. Mm-hmm. So you just never hit each other up.
Yeah.
It was a situation like that. Ran into him again during quarantine recently at a strip club.
Okay.
And I was with one of my girlfriends who was trying to hook me up with this nigga, and we met at, you know, Cam Newton has a mm-hmm. spot. In Atlanta.
Fellowship.
Now. And she was like, meet me here. Yeah. She was like, meet me here. And I want you to meet this man. I met the man. When we got in the car to head to Magic, I was like, please don't ever do that again. And I don't even, I'm never vocal about, like, if you introduce me to somebody that I don't like, but I need to just let her know. If you're going to try to introduce me to somebody, like, let him be somewhat of my type. And I don't even have a type. But he wasn't it.
Okay.
So he wasn't it. So she's like, well, let's go to Magic. We go to Magic. I love the strip club. As y'all know, I love the strip club. I love strippers. I fucking love it. So we go. I see this dude mm-hmm. that we know. And she didn't know I knew him. And I was like, I fucking know him.
Mm-hmm.
He gets us in. We're having a good time. Having fun. I'm like, God damn, he's just so cute. And this is why I like ugly niggas. Because cute niggas just make you forget. Like, everything just goes out of your mind that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So we're taking shots, we're drinking, having a great time. And I'm really starting to learn that I don't need to get so drunk. And I don't know why sometimes it's just hard.
It's hard because it'd be fun. It lets you not be nervous. It'd be fun. So much.
It makes, yeah. So anyways, that night even didn't even have anything. That's just like the how we resurfaced our connection.
Okay.
We exchanged numbers again. And I was like, I already have your number. Ooh, ooh. Mm-hmm. So one day he hits me and I'm up on my rooftop working and he calls me. I had just got my braids, so I was feeling cute. Normally I don't pick up FaceTimes, but I had just got my hair done. So I was like, oh, hey. So I didn't talk to him since the strip club mm-hmm. night. And he was like, what you doing? And I was like, I'm working. He was like, well, go pack a bag and meet me at Lake Lanier. I was like, I'm not going to Lake Lanier. First of all, it's fucking cold outside. And no, like who is driving the boat? And I don't know about you, but when I be on boats, I need to know, do you have a license? Like you need, do you know what
I don't
you're
like
doing?
Getting on like, boats. I get seasick. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I every
I
time
like
I'm on a boat,
I just want to do it the right way.
I feel you.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of white people have boats. So when niggas have them, I'd be like, do you know what you're doing?
No, Medina.
So he was like, I do. I know that's rude, but yeah. I need to be safe. So I'm like, you know what? I wasn't going to go. I call Hannah. I'm like, should I go? Should I live a little and just go? She was like, I think you should go. He's like, bring your computer. You can work. It's not going to be crazy. It's not like some party boat. I'm going to be chilling. You can just chill and work from there. I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. So I meet him there. He's so cute, Kiki. I meet him there and he's like setting up the boat. He called me while I was, you know, coming and he was like, what do you want to eat? I'm going to stop at the store. I was like, I would love salmon and maybe some chicken. He was like, okay, cool. Some of my niggas going to pull up and they want some chicken mm-hmm. too. So anyways, I get there, we get on the boat and I thought we was going to be on like a little rinky dink. I was like, this nigga got a boat. We about to be on a kayak. The boat was not like, obviously people that pick their toys wisely, you can literally size a nigga up by the toys that he has because it's not a necessity. So like watches, I can't really say cars because it could be a rental. I guess the boat could be a rental, but not really. You're not just renting boats and leaving them there. I don't know. I was like, oh, he has a nice little boat. It was big. It wasn't little at all. It had a whole room. It was like a little apartment. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So he's like getting the grill ready. He's doing all the things that he needs to get done for the boat. And we get on the boat. We sail out. And we pull up to this little dock. He didn't really know what he was doing, but he was like, I learned from the white people. I was like, okay, please just don't let us not die. So we have a really nice time on the boat. We meet all these other people. People have their dogs. We're having a great time. So his niggas pull up on their boat. One of them was a little celebrity. He was trying to holler at me. I was like, I'm with him. And he's cuter than you. And so we had a really good time. I smoked a little weed. And you know, I don't be smoking no more. And then the night fell. And he was like, he made dinner and people came to our boat to eat. Kiki, he makes the best smoked chicken wings. I was literally like, oh my gosh, Kira would love mm-hmm. it. So we eat dinner.
I do love
we
chicken.
We have dessert. I was drinking Hennessy Beach. Mm-hmm. We go down into the little apartment room and I was like, God, I was so nervous because like I was on my period. We couldn't have sex. Like we just could. It was a very like aggressive period. I wasn't gonna have period sex on a boat. You can't flush the toilet. So I was like, I'm not going to be trying to clean myself up. And there was no shower on the boat. So we started kissing and this was our first kiss mm-hmm. and we kissed and it was so magical. We laid on the little bed trying my pussy. I was like, I don't want my period anymore. He's like, it's okay. And I was like, you know what? It is okay. Cause I'm about to suck the soul out of your mm-hmm. dick. And I got down on my knees on the boat. Mm-hmm. And I normally don't condone just sucking a nigga's dick and I'm not getting anything out of it. But the setting
sometimes
was just
sometimes I like
so
to
great.
Just suck a little dick.
I sucked a little dick and his dick is beautiful. I got down on my knees. I looked him in his eyes and I sucked his dick and he looked down at me, Kiki, and he said, wow, you really like sucking my dick. I said, I love sucking your dick. And he was like, I've never had somebody love sucking my dick. And I gave him the best head of his life on that boat. And then we crawled in that bed. Well, I went and changed my tampon because I got wet and bloody.
Yeah, so that's going to leak right on out.
Yeah, we on the boat. And then we got back in that bed. We fell asleep. We cuddled. And it was so incredible. And then in the morning, we woke up and he sailed us back to the land.
I'm glad you made it back alive because Lake Lanier be eating people up. But that's a good right? one. That's a good one. I thought it was embarrassing.
It was nice. Well, see, I was going back and
forth. Oh, I'm waiting for the thing. Like, this all sounds good. What's about to happen?
Well, that's just it. He hasn't. There's another one, but I was like, let me just
okay, a good one. Okay. Okay. You know, a good experience is great. At least somebody's having them. All right, you guys. So remember to sign up on Patreon if you want to do the Crunch Before You Brunch with us on this Sunday. New bonus episodes every Monday.
Make sure you guys, I went on a podcast last week called We're Having Gay Sex, and it was actually super dope. The ladies were really funny. So if you want to hear it, check it out. It's called We're Having Gay Sex. Check it out on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, and we didn't know it until we were doing our behind the scenes, but we're both going to be on Fox Soul tonight. So stay up late and watch us, because it don't come on till 11 o'clock p.m.
Stay up late.
Please.
Have your coffee.
Yeah, and tweet them and tell them how much you enjoyed us. But yeah, that's it for tonight. Make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at Cocktails Podcast. Follow me at Kiki Said So.
And I'm at Coffee Bean Bean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Wait on the drive. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.